Saturday, September 30th, join the Clade Lituné First Nation for the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. There's a public ceremony between 2 to 3 p.m. at Clade Lituné Memorial Park. Come join the Clade Lituné First Nation for this educational and healing journey through story sharing, drumming, and song. Present will be speakers, an opportunity for people to come together, to reflect, mourn, and acknowledge the fact that we're on Clade Lituné traditional territory. If you're from out of town, or if you've lived here your whole life, this is a great opportunity to find community, connect with each other, and just acknowledge where we are geographically and in our lives. We're on the phone today with Josh Seymour, who happens to be on the Clade Lituné Band Council. Josh, are you going to be speaking Saturday, September 30th as well?
No, not in a speaking role. I'll be there supporting all the survivors as well as the Clade Lituné.
Are you looking forward to this year any more so than other years prior? I mean, last year was the first year we had it. And for some people, it was kind of like, oh, my goodness, this is happening very quickly. We actually got somewhere. Do you feel a little more prepared? What are you expecting?
Yeah. It's one of those events that it'll be a solemn event, kind of like Remembrance Day, just based on the situation around where Truth and Reconciliation Day came from. But it's also good to remember that when we look at things in our past, kind of like the residential schools and all the other cultural genocide, that is not actually Indigenous history. It's Canadian in history of the church. When we look at history from a perspective from an Indigenous person, Canada's history plays a small role within Indigenous history, whereas Indigenous history plays a small role within Canadian history, but Indigenous history goes all the way back to the beginning of time.
Clade culture has obviously existed on this territory since time immemorium. Are there certain protocols and practices that have been developed over time that we should be thinking about and acknowledging, perhaps not just specifically on this weekend of September 30th, but perhaps all the time while we're on this territory and coming together to think about what has happened here on this land?
Yeah, when we look at, especially with Truth and Reconciliation Day and understanding that there was an attempt to basically eradicate Indigenous people, and on Truth and Reconciliation Day, we need to be sure that we pay attention to the truth, which would be the historical content of what had happened with the Canadian government and the churches to Indigenous people, but also understanding that Truth and Reconciliation Day is to honor the people who did survive of the residential schools. We're there to honor them. Because without them, no other Indigenous people would be here. And I think that's where, you know, the direction of Truth and Reconciliation Day should be focused, is to thank people who have survived residential school and for pushing the protocols forward, the language and everything that Indigenous people have today is based because they survived and they thrived.
Indigenous peoples have expressed an incredible amount of patience with explaining their situation and also hosting these events as well. And I'm wondering, where do you find that patience? You may feel like you sound like a broken record over and over again, explaining the same things, but to new audiences all the time. And I'm wondering if the fatigue of that settles in, or where do you find the strength to continue and resolve to help them with the learning process of addressing this colonial past?
It is a learning curve, especially for Indigenous people. One of the things that you'll hear from Indigenous people a lot is when it comes to reconciliation, it appears that the onus is always on Indigenous people. So it's good to look at reconciliation for what it's worth. It is a partnership between two groups to move forward. So in us sharing the history as well as sharing what had happened to Indigenous people and looking at our resiliency and all the stuff that we can survive and have survived and will survive, it's always good to understand that this is going to be a partnership between Canada and Indigenous people within the local territories. And I think the first step that people can utilize to become a good ally and to help that process of reconciliation is become a strong ally is by learning as much as you can about the local people and the territory you're on.
Looking close to home here in the Prince George Clade Lituné area, the Shelley Reserve is situated very close in proximity and even overlapping with a lot of industrial activity. We have CN Rail, Canadian National Rail, moving through that land in order to access Shelley across one of the bridges. We pass by pulp mill and forestry industry. Have you felt that the steps towards reconciliation has been taken more seriously by these groups over the last few years than earlier? or does it kind of look the same?
Yeah. Well, when we say overlapping, especially with the reserves that we were moved onto, which we didn't agree to move to, when we look at the reserve system, a lot of the industry that you see there weren't there when we were there. We didn't land on the railway. We didn't land on the pipeline. We didn't land on the power lines. They landed on us. So while we're moved out to this undesirable land from our homelands, which were downtown Prince George and the surrounding area, we're moved to these undesirable lands. And then industry, as it came through, for some reason, just happened to go through the reserves that we're placed on. So looking at industry now, there are big steps being taken by a lot of industry to include Indigenous people while they move forward with the work that needs to be done to keep bringing energy and infrastructure and transportation to Canadians with the inclusion of Indigenous people now. So those steps are being taken forward. It's going to be one of those trips that there is no end. We're going to walk this path together, and that's what reconciliation is that partnership between two groups of people to make the world a better place for our kids.
This is an ongoing process. Healing doesn't happen overnight, of course. Part of the scheduled events for the day of September 30th is Healing and Gathering event, specifically for survivors of intergenerational trauma and their families, occurring most of the morning, 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the House of Ancestors, Ada Dune Bayo, at 355 Vancouver Street. I'm curious on your take. This day is an opportunity for healing. I'm kind of curious of what is the power or the significance of having that time specifically so that people have the opportunity to come together, share stories, and heal?
It's when we're looking at, you know, healing in any aspect, there are different levels of healing. If you have a surgery, you're going to have to rest to let your body heal so that it can, you know, do the process that it needs to close the wound up. Right now, we're looking at how do we help the people who have been the most affected by residential school, because everybody thinks the residential school effect basically ended with the students or the survivors who went to these institutions. But there are intergenerational traumas that we see today. So what I think that the process that we have here now for the healing section is to bring those people together to let them know they're not alone and that we're going to get through this together. Because as Indigenous people, the way we survived the harsh climate, the winters, you know, conflicts, was together. You relied on your family, you relied on your neighboring nations, you relied on the people, the guests within your territory, because you all had to work together. And I think we're going back to that traditional point of view on healing by including all of the people, the intergenerational trauma, as well as the survivors and the children of survivors to this event, so that we can figure out what is needed. And the best people to tell us what they need are the people who are experiencing it.
Beyond attending the public events on the 30th, beyond this weekend, which really asserts the significance of history in this country, how can the average person in Prince George support these activities and reconciliation in general? What are some things they should be looking out for over the arc of a year?
It would be any of the public events that Cleveland Tenney hopes, right? I think in order to become a strong ally, you need to understand the community that you want to become an ally with. And since Clayton-Lieutenay territory has Prince George, the city of Prince George within it, it'd be good to understand your local Indigenous hosts and understand their culture, because then that will lead you to have a better understanding of what Indigenous people are going through and how you can assist as somebody who may not be Indigenous in helping that healing. We're a very open people. We've shared so many things with people who are not from Clayton-Lieutenay. So when it comes to healing, you know, it's basically saying, how do we help? With the event that we're hosting for Truth and Reconciliation Day, you know, we may need volunteers. It'd be good to reach out to the page that are sharing the Truth and Reconciliation, just to be there and support and to listen rather than to offer advice. I think it's a very first step, because then you understand what is happening and how you can play a role effectively to help basically survive, because they continue to survive each and every day.
We've chatted about reconciliation, but we haven't really touched much on truth. What's the crucial takeaway to focus on moving ahead?
Well, I mean, you know, the Truth and Reconciliation Day really highlights the healing aspect. A lot of people don't understand the truth. I think what happened to one Indigenous group in Canada happened to them all. But we all have our unique experiences, as unique as the territories that we come from. So I think it'd be really good to learn about your local Indigenous group, whether you're in Prince George, which would be Clately Tene, or if you're in one of the surrounding cities, it would basically be one of the other nations that surround Clately Tene, one of our sister nations. Learn more about where, you know, where did the people come from? How did they live on the land? How long have they been there? Understand the governance structure, understand the economic structure that we had pre-contact, those basic foundational facts that would help you get a better understanding of the nation's territory that you're on.
Saturday, September 30th, join the Clately Tene First Nation for the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. There's a public ceremony between 2 to 3 p.m. at Clately Tene Memorial Park. Come join the Clately Tene First Nation for this educational and healing journey through story sharing, drumming, and song. This is Ian Gregg with CIFA Radio, 88.7 FM. You've been listening to Joshua Seymour, band counselor with Clately Tene First Nation.